Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing The Fate of Mice by Susan Palwick. The story first appeared in Asimov's magazine in January 2005. I read this in Best Science Fiction of 2006, edited by Rich Horton. The Fate of Mice is a story about a mouse, and it's also a story about stories. It tells a story of a lab mouse who has had its intelligence boosted. Now, this idea has been done before in stories like Flowers for Algernon and some of David Brin's work, but what makes this different is it is focused on the mouse and how the mouse deals with its own sense of imprisonment and frustration at being trapped in a lab. Now, I mentioned that this story is about stories, and throughout, the mouse, for some reason, has dreams, has visions about stories involving mice. Now, this mouse has never seen these stories or been exposed to these stories in any way before, but is concerned throughout about the fate of mice in human stories. So we get references to things like Cinderella, to Stuart Little, to Flowers for Algernon. And throughout this, there's a human drama going on in the background. There's divorce, there's conflict, there's all these things going on, but that's subsumed by the position of the mouse. Now, what I think's really effective about this one is that it raises ethical questions about using animals for research. At what point is an animal too intelligent to exploit in the name of science? If an animal is raised to the intelligence level of a human, is it right to keep it locked in a cage, to remove its own agency, its own ability to make choices? Have you read this story? What did you think? I'm on Twitter, it's at JL Cronshaw. You can also follow the show at Short SF Review. I'm posting these episodes along with my own short fiction on johncronshaw.com. That's John without an H. You can also friend me on Facebook and Goodreads. And if you're enjoying the show, please take a moment just to leave a review on iTunes. So until next time, cheerio.